Welcome to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Amy Shojai, who's a certified animal behaviorist and the author of many books about understanding and caring for your cat. We are crazy about cats and the people who care for them. We're here with answers to any challenge you have living with your kitty. Our number is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here because we believe in them and use them ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Tomorrow night is my two-hour show with Dr. Shawn the Natural Vet, Cat Chat and Dog Talk. It's at 8 p.m. East, 5 West. Go to radiopetlady.com to see the schedule. Cat Crazy is a production of 8 Paws LLC and Amy Shojai, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-429-5471. We'd love to hear from you. Madam Amy, how's life in your crazy household?
Well, the cat is great. The dog is great. My laptop died. I'm not happy.
If you had a choice between what could live and die, you among
Exactly. And a friend of mine just sent me a marvelous picture. She said, you'll be surprised what they can salvage from a laptop these days. The show will be great. There's a bottle to uncork later. And take a look at the photo below to make yourself feel better. She sent me a picture of a leopard in a box. The big cats love boxes too. I love it.
Well, you know what? It is true. I mean, you don't want to lose your laptop anywhere because bad people could get all kinds of things. They could read your mind and suck all your brains out if they got their hands on it. It's all in there somewhere.
It's well, trapped in the box. They suck out my brains. It's a small loss after today.
Mine would be full of Swiss cheese. It's like, really? This is all she ever thinks about?
Well, mine would be fur balls.
In between your ears. It's a frightening world when you spend too much time around pets.
It's a wonderful world, though, and I'm really delighted. I'm so excited. Last week on Cat Chat, I had such a good time with you and with all the callers. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this week.
It is. It's sort of like opening a treasure box, especially when you're just starting a network online and then starting a brand new show. You think, oh, all the people that have always loved me will show up. And you know what? They are there. But people are a little reluctant to pick up the phone. And I don't blame them. It's weird. I'll give you guys the number again, but we aren't going to take it personally if you don't call. We kind of know you're there, and maybe you're just biding your time. It's weird how you can get bashful. 888-429-5471. When I had Cat Chat on Sirius XM, which was the Martha Stewart channel, which has since been canceled, there was also two guys that had a really great gardening show, like about vegetable gardening, that kind of thing. And I have not a green thumb, whatever that would be called. It is brown, but it's not green. So I'd listen to them from time to time, like I'd be in the car and I go, oh, I really need to ask about zucchini and how come all I've got is leaves, no zucchini. So I'd call in because, of course, I knew the number. I even knew the back studio number, obviously. But even if I called that, I was still on hold. And while I was on hold, here I am with my own show right on this network. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. It does make your heart beat a little faster. You're like, I'm on the air now? Oh, hi. I just have a question to ask you. I sound like, you know, everybody else. So I totally get that it's a little daunting, and it's fine.
It's kind of like the cats that are hiding under the bed, and they really want help. But it's like, I'm going to protect myself, and maybe if I close my eyes, nobody will see me. They won't recognize that I'm just a tabby cat with no mousies, and help me find my mousies, that kind of thing. I'm sorry. It has been a very long day, Tracy.
But you know what? It's fine if you're channeling your cat. It's not a problem. You're Siamese wannabe. It's good. People need to know that, you know, everyone has that little crazy part of their brain that imagines they know what their pets are thinking. and feeling.
And actually that's kind of what I do. And I told you earlier that I wrote another chapter on the sequel to my thriller. And that's what I do in that, only I channel my inner dog, which is a lot of fun. Everybody has always wondered what their pets are thinking. And so when you write fiction, you get to do that. And in my real life as a behavior consultant, I tell people ask me what you do. And I said, well, I'm kind of the interpreter. I'm the go-between pet owner and the cat or the dog, and try to say, well, you know, when he poops on your bed, he's not really mad at you. Here's what's going on, kind of thing. And so it's really kind of two sides of the same coin. Don't you find that, Tracy?
It's true. And, you know, we're only imagining that we think we know what they're doing. And you have a certified degree, and I've read until my eyes bleed. But in the end of the day, each of them is an individual, and we are only guessing. But people don't know why their kid, you know, was great in school last year and now is flunking and hiding under the desk.
He's doing it to get back at you.
He must have been abused. You see, that's the other thing I was thinking is – today when I was reaching down to Scooby-Doo, who's about to turn 12, and I've had him since he was 6 months old and surrendered to the shelter in Southampton, and he cringes, Amy, if you, like, put your hand towards his head, or if you tap, if you bang off the spoon on the side of his bowl when you finish stirring all the delightful things that are in there. He goes like, And, you know, people think, oh, the poor animal, that cat must have been set on fire, that dog must have been beaten severely. Not really. They're just very sensitive critters that have like a low threshold for something coming unexpectedly, a sound, a movement. And they're just wired that way, right?
Well, exactly. And with dogs especially, and I tell people this on my puppiesabout.com site, when you are approaching a strange dog or a puppy, think what the view is for that little guy, this hand coming down from on high toward their head, toward their face, and dog language, that's what the dog that is going to show them who's boss, that's what he does. He puts a paw on their back.
Yes.
And so it's, if you want to make friends, you don't do that. You sit down on the ground and you hold your hand out and you let them come to you. And that way, they can get away from the scary thing. And if it's under their control, they're a lot more likely to want to make friends with you and come up to you. Same with the kitties. You know, a really cool thing to do with kitties, and I know Jackson Galaxy does this with his glasses, but what I do is I just point my finger. I just hold my finger out, and chances are the kitty cat is going to come up and nose touch your finger and then do a cheek rub all the way up the side of your hand.
Really?
It's almost like they're saying, oh, that's a nose, that's a kitty nose. Or if you do a fist, it's almost the shape of a cat head. And oftentimes they will come up, they will head bump you, and they'll give you a little cheek rub, which of course is spreading the kitty cologne from them onto you.
Yes.
So now you smell safe. And that's a good way to meet a strange cat. Don't look at them. In dog language and in cat language, a direct eye contact is pretty off-putting. It's pretty much of a challenge. So don't look directly at them. Let them be the one to come to you, and then you'll have a friend for life.
Nice. And that's something that people don't know and therefore don't teach their children, because children are more at an eye level, especially with a big dog like your German Shepherd. So if a kid stares a dog right in the eye and like really stares them down, they can trigger the dog being offensive in whatever way that particular individual dog might view that threat. It's threatening.
Yeah, and actually not always offensive, but defensive. They don't know, you know, kids are like from Mars. You know, they've been around grandma forever. And they've been around, you know, an older, middle-aged woman who sounds different, walks different, and then suddenly there's this big man that comes in, or there's this little kid that runs around scary and makes noises and smells funny, you know. And
then they want to
grab and hug. You know, in human language, humans, we're primates. I'm sorry. We're primates. We're just like, you know, the primates, the chimpanzees that like to hug and kiss and cuddle and all that. Dogs and cats are not primates. And to hug in dog or cat language, you know, when dogs and cats hug each other, it's when they're attacking something.
That's so right.
You have to look at it from the animal's viewpoint. And if it's a child that's trying to hug a strange dog, that can be scary. The dog just in trying to get away, the cat just in trying to get away and protect themselves, they're attacking. They're scared. They're trying to get away from this threat. So that's a really, really good point to explain to your kids.
And hard for a kid to imagine because – obviously, kids aren't as good as adults as putting themselves in someone else's shoes. So what you're really saying is put yourself in those little paws and imagine the world from that point of view. Absolutely. The number to call us while we natter on, you should feel free to join us. You might have a natter along these lines. Maybe you have toddlers. Maybe you have teenagers. Maybe you have the granny at home and the cat doesn't like the look or smell of your granny. I mean, anything's possible. 888-429-5471 as we say hi to Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
It's great that you're calling.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me call in to ask my question.
I'm a
big fan of the Cat Bible, and I recently adopted a second cat last year, and he's been going through a long-term UTI in the past few weeks, and he recently started peeing on his rug. That kind of tells us that he's going through a UTI again. And I referenced the Cat Bible, and I wanted to get the Odor Lockers blood-detecting litter, but the odorlockers.com website is no longer selling this product, and I was wondering if y'all had any more information so I can help my cat with the UTI.
Excellent question. The thing about researching and writing a book like the Cat Bible that's a reference book is that information changes, advice changes, science changes. And besides the fact that this litter is no longer available, it's probably because they now realize that UTIs, urinary tract infections, are not infections at all. And blood in the urine is not a sign of an infection. It is a sign of urinary tract inflammation. And the inflammation they now know, they, the scientists, because I've discussed it with some other of the vet specialists on some of the other shows on the network, and Amy will give you her two cents worth because she's very up on this stuff too, is almost entirely caused by stress. So you're saying this is the newly adopted cat, and he's number two who came in the house, right?
Yes.
Well, it was stressful for him. Coming into a new household with or without a cat already there is highly stressful for cats. This is something none of us has really done a very good job about thinking about. And as Amy was just saying, put yourself in your cat's pajamas, as in that's the cat's pajamas, which must mean something else entirely, but it's such a cute phrase. For them, life is stressful. Any change is stressful. So that cat came from, I don't know if you rehomed it from a friend, you got it from a shelter, you found it on the street. Life is stressful for every cat almost all the time, and change triggers a lot of anxiety. One of the things that will be really helpful, and as you listen to the show tonight and going forward, is to buy Feel-Away. Feel-Away is the very pheromone, a synthetic version of the exact pheromone Amy was just talking about. The kitty cologne, as she charmingly called it, which is actually a hormone that's in their cheek glands, and they rub it on everything that they feel good about. Could be you, could be pieces of furniture. To mark it as theirs and safe. I've been here. I know this. It's a security blanket. So households with cats, with more than one cat, and even in some senses, even just one cat, there should be Feel-Away diffusers in every room. We don't smell it. It's not an odor. It's a chemical communicator that there's an organ in the cat's brain that notices it. Now, Dr. Sean, who has the show with me tomorrow night, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, he has an online website store called petcarenaturally.com. And he has Feel-Away in there for listeners. So if you go to radiopetlady.com, my regular the website for this whole network, go to links, and you'll see a link to Pet Care Naturally and the 10% discount that you get by getting the code. That's the first thing you need to do is these plugins. And then, Amy, give some of your thoughts about urinary tract inflammation, which is actually not infection, and some of the recommendations you would make.
Okay. It's really, Cindy, it's a very complicated situation because there are several different things that can cause the inflammation. Actually, sometimes it is an infection, but rarely so. And what can happen, you can have urine that is either too acidic or too much the other way, too base. Sometimes the problem, just to go back to the litters that they used to have that would detect this, there were three different things that they would try to detect. They would detect the acidity of the urine, and then they would try to find the blood in the urine. But what happens is there are different kinds of crystals in the urine, depending on whether the urine is base or acidic, that can cause the bloody urine, the inflammation. Sometimes there's no crystals presence at all, and yet there's still blood there. Some diets can help with the acidity or the base of the urine. But if you have a stervite crystal, often is caused with an acidic urine. But if it's a different kind of crystal, a calcium oxalate crystal, is caused by the same thing that would cure the other. So it gets very, very complicated. Really, the veterinarian is the one person who can tell you which kind of crystal, if there are crystals there, that can be helped by different types of diets. The stress issue pretty much is a universal cause with these kitties. Now, the way, not only the feel away, that is a really good general thing for all the cats. But how old is your second cat and how old is the first cat?
We think the first cat is about 7 and we think the second cat is about 8.
We need to go for a break.
Between homes and we took them both in.
Okay. I think Tracy says we need to go for a break, and I will think on this, and when we come back, we'll give you some more information.
Perfect. We'll be right back, and I'll give you some thoughts that I have about these crystals and the fact that the crystals aren't actually in the urine. They're in the urine sample, which is something different that the doctors told me last week on the show. So we'll be right back after the break. This show is supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness is a supplement scientifically proven to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly than the control group. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's Platinum Feline Formula for the kitties, too. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs from ingredients we could eat ourselves. Because they think dogs and cats should eat as well as we do, so their foods are made in a human food facility. We salute Waruva's ethical decision to make no dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats, who are obligate carnivores, means they should eat only meat and have no need for carbohydrates in their diet. In addition to all the delicious Waruva recipes, they also make Cats in the Kitchen in pouches and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, using smaller-bodied fish for your cat's health. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites. Vectra 3D has the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, unlike older products which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases even without the parasites staying attached. With Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that repels and kills fleas and also kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. We are back, and Amy was talking about the crystals, the two kinds of crystals that can be found in dog and cat urine. And one of the things, Amy, that was kind of amazing that Dr. Donna on the Expert Vet told me, which I had heard before somewhere, and you may have also, is that all urine forms crystals the minute that it's refrigerated. Almost all urine is put in the refrigerator before it's looked at. So the crystals have formed in the urine sample. They weren't actually in the dog or cat's body. And so so even though you're right, vets are the place to go, vets apparently are very, very frequently and incorrectly prescribing antibiotics for these cats. And not only is it hard on the people and the cats to be trying to push antibiotics into them, but it's incredibly bad for like the whole planet that we're giving antibiotics that people don't even finish the whole dose to an animal who doesn't have an infection, because then you create those resistant infections that no antibiotic can kill.
Right. The antibiotics don't have anything to do with the crystals, really. It's more the inflammation, or the if there is, you know, the urine is, if they actually culture it and find the bacterium there, then yes, then you know what kind of medication to give for that bacteria. But yeah, the crystals, generally speaking, they've used diets that either acidified the urine or the opposite, created the urine a more base foundation so that it wouldn't have the problems with the crystals. And I know that for the older cats, tended to have the calcium oxalate crystals rather than the struvite crystals. And I know the struvite has been overdiagnosed for years and years. So that absolutely, that does make sense. If it's refrigerated, it would crystallize more often. But I wanted to get back to Cindy and some of the ways that you can reduce stress in your cats, in addition to the Feel Away, the great product that Tracy was mentioning. Since you have these two cats, and I don't know what your home situation is, Cindy, but the more elevation places for the cats to lounge, more places for cats to hide out,
yes,
places where they don't have to compete with each other. We call it a house of plenty. It means it's like little kids. They don't have to argue over the same toys. Oh, Mom, but he has it less. No, give them lots and lots of toys. Give them lots and lots of places to sleep and hide and all that good stuff. That's going to help a lot. In fact, I know Dr. Tony Buffington over at The Ohio State University has some great online resources for indoor cats, the Indoor Cat Initiative, that helps giving people ideas about how they can enrich the indoor environment so that even cats that have to be confined inside for safety, they can still live the life of a leopard on the inside.
Nice. That's terrific. There's also a book that I don't know if you ever came across it, Amy and Cindy. It's a really charming book called Entertaining Your Indoor Cat. And it's one of the most nifty books I've ever read, because the ideas are just one page long and they're very creative. And it's even things like put two ping pong balls in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And, you know,
my cat loves that.
Yeah. Just lots of fun ideas.
It's so great, because that way she doesn't put them underneath the refrigerator and you don't have to hurt your knees getting them out. You know,
yes.
get an empty box and put dry leaves inside of it and hide cat treats down inside.
Yeah. That's
so that they can forage. I mean, that kind of stuff. It's not expensive at all. And then you just vacuum once in a while.
Once in a while, not too often.
House is not too often.
There's no point, because if you vacuum it, Cindy, don't you find it just gets dirty anyway afterwards? So what's the point, really? Just live with the fur forever. Cindy, how many litter boxes do you have?
Two for a while, but they refused to use one. And they both used the same one after a while, so we just took it away. Took the second one away.
That's a problem. Yes, Amy? I mean, one litter box for two cats, you're going to have peeing on the carpet and it's going to go elsewhere. You have to have three boxes. What's your rule, Amy? 2+1 or 1+1 or for every cat?
Well, yeah, it's the 1+1 rule. One per cat plus one. Now, if you have 15 cats, I learned a really, really good trick from a feline behaviorist who said, you know, take a picture of the cats. You can see where there's three cats sleeping together, and then over here's two cats, and then there's four over here. Then you can maybe get by with fewer cats, because those cats sleeping together, they consider themselves friends and they may share. But if you only have two cats, you should be able to have enough room to have a litter box in each side of the house, maybe one on each floor. Three is ideal, because some cats, they just don't want to share. They don't want to go after each other. You know, if they don't, cats don't flush. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of nasty to go after each other. Some cats only want to use one box for solids and use the other for liquids. So it's helpful if you have one box that's not being used. At least you've got one box that the other cat is not guarding and keeping the others away.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, maybe it was in a place that they didn't like.
Yes, exactly.
So maybe they didn't like the shape of the box. Maybe they didn't like the litter you had in it. But maybe they didn't like the place you had it. It was too public. It was drafty. As Amy says,
noisy.
Did you have it near a vent or near something that was – or did it, you know, like did the water heater go on periodically and scare their wits out? I would love to send you a coupon for some free Cat Attract litter from the wonderful people at Precious Cat, Cindy.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
Because that's swell. I mean, and the herbs that are in it, Dr. Elsie created to actually attract cats to come to the box. So I would recommend if the box they were shunning was an older box, the plastic of – yeah. Get a new one. It's worth it. It doesn't have to be a litter box. It could be an underbed storage box from like Walmart for $5. Just throw the litter away. So it's big and roomy. Maybe the other one seemed a little small. And put just about an inch and a half, not a whole lot of litter. People often put too deep of a litter, which Amy and I can talk about afterwards. And that to some cats feels like walking on the beach and it's just like too deep. So I think to sort of think in terms of stress and reducing it, improving the choices. More, if you have only one cat tree, get another, or white, you know, clear off some shelves of books and put a little bit of carpeting or something tacked there so they can jump up onto the shelf and not be sliding around. And take a little time on my website and on Amy's website, because it's full of blogs with ideas, you know, things that Amy's written over time. Kill, you know, knock yourself out, get one of her books. They're great. I mean, you might pick one of her books that's less sort of factual than the Cat Bible and more full of like emotional advice. Okay.
Yeah. The,
okay.
The book Competability.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate all this information.
It's a pleasure. You have to send me your mailing address to RadioPetLady@gmail.com, the same email address that you wrote to me. Send me your mailing address and you'll get a coupon for Cat Attract litter. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We're so glad you called. Good luck, sweetie. Amy, what about the thickness or the depth of litter? Is that something that you find people don't really realize that that's a problem? They think, well, a little litter is good, a lot's better, or rather than scooping, they just dump some more litter on top. Is that something people do?
Yeah, it is, and it really depends on the cat. The substrate that goes in the box is a very interesting thing. Some cats like a lot. Some cats like just a little bit. Some cats like carpet. And Cindy mentioned the kitty was going on carpet. And when I have cat clients or pet parents that have a cat that refuses to use the box but wants to go on carpet, I'll often recommend, well, get a carpet remnant and put it in the bottom of the box.
Oh, wow.
And that can help transition the kitty that maybe has been going there. And depending on the location where they're going in the carpet, one of the number one places cats go outside of the box is the dining room. And it's not because that's where you eat. It's because a dining room typically has two doors on opposite ends.
Oh, how funny.
The cat won't get trapped. If the other cat comes in, he can get out. So that's a real tip that the cat is concerned about getting caught in a very vulnerable position. So you can put the cat litter box in the dining room where they're going already, and then try to get the other box set up. You know that Cindy was saying she only has one box. Get the other one set up. Get the box allegiance going before you start moving that other box.
Interesting. And actually, we're telling her to get two more boxes because
she
needs a total of three. And it probably will really, in fact, some of that stress, which is causing the inflammation, which
could
is causing.
Just the
box. It's like you have to hold it and hold it and hold it because what if the other guy comes around the corner? What if he just gave me the evil eye? Things that all that body language that you're aware of, but your average cat owner, they say, but nothing's wrong. But of course it is because the cat's sitting in the doorway.
Something's
keeping the other guy from peeing. Yeah.
Something's always wrong. And cats, this is what's so fascinating about these little guys is you won't notice so much until you start paying attention. And then you'll see, oh my gosh, the one cat is guarding the litter box from across the room.
Yes.
All he has to do is stare at the mm-hmm. pathway between mm-hmm. the litter box and the food bowl. And none of the other cats dares
That's
cross.
Right.
Because that cat's big eyes are staring at me. Mom, he's looking at me.
But it's true. It's true. When we get back after this break, I would like to talk about covered litter boxes and self-cleaning ones because I've never heard really a good thing about them. And maybe you have, with all your experience, a different experience of it. So when we get back, those of you that have any sort of questions, it doesn't have to only be urine related. We can think outside the box. 888-429-5471. Give us a call if you wish. If not, just hang on. We'll be right back. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes raw dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. From food ingredients that are gently dehydrated to remove only the moisture, yet retain most of the natural nutrients. Everyone knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious, and Lucy at The Honest Kitchen developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information about calling The Honest Kitchen for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet and get free samples. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel-Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain. And veterinary nutritionists often recommend Feel-Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues as a stress reliever that can help solve many common behavior challenges or even emotional discomfort you may not recognize. Feel-Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs can also be comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs from stressful backgrounds, and especially for new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel-Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household for out-of-litter box issues and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms whether your dog is at home, in a car, or out in the world. Adaptil comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. Veterinary animal behaviorists often recommend Feel-Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues. You can find the pheromone products through the link at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. VaxaCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxaCheck takes the worry out of keeping your dog safe. Avoid the risks of automatically revaccinating by asking for VaxaCheck, a blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis. If she has the antibodies in her blood, you don't need to revaccinate. But if she doesn't have protective immunity to one of the diseases, then you revaccinate only against that one illness. VaxaCheck should be used on every puppy to confirm that she actually got the protective antibodies from her puppy shots, which are not guaranteed to be 100% effective. Shelters and rescues should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. For your dog's safety and your peace of mind, ask for a VaxaCheck test at your dog's yearly checkup so you and your vet make the best decision about long-term health. VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. So here we are back, Amy Shojai and myself, the Siamese twins with Cat Crazy. I had to get that in. Tell me your thoughts on covered litter boxes. Are they really just a convenience for people that traps the horrible ammonia odor in there and traps the cats in there too?
pretty much.
Yeah, afraid to say, yeah. Guys. You can't really.
Some cats will tolerate them, and some cats, you know, you've got the tall peers. And these often are the boys that, you know, that like to stand up and let her fly. And then there are also some older kitty cats that just can't crouch down as well anymore. And they kind of go over the sides. So the covered boxes can help control that. It can help control the kitties that like to dig to China.
Yes.
But, you know, there's some new really cool litter boxes that don't have the cover, but taller that work as well. And that way, the thing is, we were talking earlier about the cats that go in the dining room because they don't want to get trapped. Well, yes. If you have a litter box that's covered on three, almost four sides with a little tiny cubby hole, the cat that goes in there can't see out. The cat that's trying to get into the box can't tell if it's already
that's
occupied.
Right.
Cats don't have a little occupied sign on there. So, you know, coming and going, they're going to have problems. Now, you can get those kind of translucent covered boxes so they can see in and out. That's not quite as bad, but still, what you mentioned, the odor.
Yes.
You know, the whole reason behind those covered boxes originally was to contain the odor for humans.
That's
humans,
right.
You know, and our sense of smell isn't nearly as sensitive as the poor kitties. Can you imagine going in time? I don't know if the listeners out there are as old as I am, but I remember going on car trips with my parents and stopping along the highway to the little, you know, the pass out back with the little hole in the
yes.
And oh my gosh, you know, I just about pop a gasket, not have to go in there. That's the kitties are the same way. They go inside there. They don't have little thumbs to put, you know, thumbs over their noses, and they have to go in there. It's awful. So, you know, let's give it free and breezy out there for the cats. Give them every good reason to do the right thing in the right spot, and you won't be, you know, lamenting the stains on your carpet.
And the other thing is, Amy, when you point that out, the other reason that the litter box was there to be covered so people didn't have to look at the ugly litter. Well, the ugly litter with duty and pee-pee in it, if it's covered, the person could easily forget.
Yeah.
To scoop. And otherwise, every time you walk by, if you have a good setup where you've got like a little garbage can with baggies there and a scoop that's just sort of parked on the side, you can scoop and dump really easy. Or the Litter Genie, which is another really cool gadget. So that you can, every time you walk by, you scoop because you can see what's in there. But if you don't see it, out of sight, out of mind. I saw that on the Happy Litter Box, which is one of our wonderful new special friends of Cat Crazy. Those of you that might be listening later on podcast or the day after, please go to RadioPetLady.com. Go to the Cat Crazy page, and you'll see that Amy and I have a whole bunch of special friends.
They're
which
so
we're
cool.
Really psyched about.
I
never had special friends in school. So I was like, you know, like I made pretend I didn't care if I wasn't in the popular group, but everyone would like to have special friends, and now we have them. And one of them is the Happy Litter Box, which is a fantastic website, also by the same woman who is the mother of Romeo the cat, which is another really cool website that is sort of attached to it. But she just has a posting up about a very high-sided new litter box that has no lid on it, but it's really high-sided for all those issues you were talking about.
Exactly. That's a great product, and I need to get one. If you know, my little Saren is, she's only 6 pounds, so I don't have that problem with her. But for, you know, for the big boy cats especially, you know, even when they crouch, sometimes their nether regions hang over the edge, and you want to give them. Most commercial litter boxes just are not big enough. They're fine for your kitten. They're fine for the little petite, you know, Siamese kitties, but you know, you got a Maine Coon hunkin' big kitty.
Forget about it.
Yeah. And And you got to remember, too, these cats, if you just miss one time, maybe you're a really great cat mom or a great cat dad. You know, we don't want to overlook the fellas because we got some great cat dads out there that take care of them. But, you know, you're gone all day long, 8 hours, you come back, and the poor kitty, if it's a small box, he's had to stand in that stuff to find a new place to go. So a nice, big, large one, then with high sides, it's wonderful. They even have boxes now. You know, I hear a lot of complaints about, well, I can't have more than one box because there's not room in the house. And it's, they have boxes now that stack or that go in corners. There's some really neat, innovative boxes. Smart.
There's also, if you're very into decor and you pride yourself on your home decor, there's one, I think the company's called Modko, M-O-D-K-O, and they have one that looks like it belongs in the Museum of Modern Art in the, you know, the design section, and it has a scoop that kind of fits against the side of it, but it's very tall, looks sort of like, you know, a skyscraper in New York, but you enter it from the top, but there's no lid on it.
Okay. Cool.
But it's nice and big that way. Yeah, we have to see if some of these people want to come be our very special advertisers, because I think that it's very helpful to cat owners to have a specific brand that they say, okay, Amy and Tracy say this one really will solve my problem or prevent a problem from happening. There's just too many choices out there. But in the meantime, until we find a company that is up to our snuff, you really can get the plastic under bed boxes that are supposed to store, I don't know, your winter scarves in the summer.
Yeah.
Just toss out the cover, and Bob's your uncle, as they also like to say. And I don't know what that means either.
That's what I've got for Saren. She has an enormous, and I only have one kitty, and she's teen.
Right.
But she has this large, enormous, big thing. So she can get in there and she can dig to China and have a party. She can just have a, wonderful
like
time.
Like going to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything covered. You had a couple of other questions that had come in.
Well, before we go to that, I wanted to.
Yes.
Before that, you had mentioned the automatic boxes. And I just want to talk about those real quick.
Oh, yes. Please.
For some cats, those are wonderful. There, one caution there. Well, actually, two. The first caution that you had mentioned, when it's covered and you don't see it, so you don't scoop it. Well, this, it's almost the opposite. It's scooped regularly, which is great for the cats. But you know, pet parents can tell if their pet is feeling bad by seeing what comes out.
Right.
So if you don't ever see it, that could be a problem. So you could, if you have one of the automatic boxes, and we had a litter maid for a while until the motor kind of burned out. And for Saren, this was the thing for her. She was scared of it at first. And so it took a while to learn how that works. And then it turned into Kitty TV. And
because
the cat, there's a timer on it. So the cat would get in, she would do her business, she'd cover it up, and she'd go about her business. And then about 10 minutes later, the box would go off and the rake would go. She'd come running from anywhere in the house to sit and watch it and slap the thing when it finally stopped. And she said, okay, I did my job.
Oh, is that adorable?
Be careful, because some cats can be frightened of it. And what you don't want to have happen is a cat scared of their litter box. So just that caution. And also, if you're going to use one, and there are some pretty good ones out there, I can't really endorse one over another because I've only had that one experience years ago. But if you're going to use one, make sure your cats have an alternative box that doesn't do that. So they aren't frightened of it. And then monitor the outtakes, as it were, so that you know your kitty's doing well.
Yeah, because there aren't very many ways to know if your cat's healthy. I mean, energy level and activity is one, but the other is, are they eating nicely and are they eliminating nicely? And you're right. If it's all scooped away, you have no way of knowing. And so you don't have kind of the heads up that you might need otherwise. All right, I want to do cats and mirrors, which is something I've never had talked about as an issue. After we break, let's have you talk about cats and mirrors and what do they like about them and what do they think they see in there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is a private company partially owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs because Halo uses real meat in their kibble. No scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered meal. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. In fact, Nordic's prenatal DHA and baby's DHA products are endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association, which is a welcome endorsement for those who will want to add omega-3 fish oil to their pet's bowl since they view their cats and dogs as their fur kids. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family. For more information, visit RadioPetLady.com. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live call-in shows I co-host. Wednesday is Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world with Paris from Dog Tipper. Also on Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe. Thursday is Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your pets. And then it's A Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Kleva. Mondays, there's The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems, and Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who is a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats. If you cannot listen to any show live, just send your questions to RadioPetLady@gmail.com and we'll answer them on the air. You can listen later to the after-show podcast in the library at RadioPetLady.com, which I'm sure some people will be doing with tonight's show, including the person that had some questions for you about mirrors, Amy Shojai.
Yes. This is a lot of fun for some cats and not so much for others. And I blogged about this this past week, last Friday, I think it was, on amyshojai.com. So there's some information there, and there's some fun videos from YouTube also.
Really?
You can see what's interesting is kittens seem to have more fun with it, because they haven't figured out what's going on. And so you'll see kittens see themselves for the first time in the mirror, and they'll say, "Oh, look, there's somebody, there's a friend to play with," and they'll come up, and then their fur will poof up, and they'll say, "Oh, look, that other kitten is mad at me. Well, I better get, you know, defensive." And the fur poofs up even more, and they go, "Oh my gosh, she's going to attack me!" And then they run away, or they try to look behind the mirror. That
funny.
Kind of thing.
Yes,
so
yes.
The kids have a great time with it. Now, adult cats, not always so much, because again, whatever they're seeing in the mirror, if they don't realize that that's a reflection, it's another cat. It could be another cat out a window. There's a cat
right
on the other side of the glass that is posturing at me, that's hissing at me, particularly if you have a cat that's already urinating outside the box because they're smelling strange cats outside, you know, or they're having problems with another cat friend in the house, maybe not so much a friend anymore.
Right.
So they're already primed to have problems with this. And I was on tour and doing some speaking engagements for a product company at that time, and we would take kittens in and cats in from the shelter to be on TV the next morning. And it was great fun for me because I got to spend the night with a little shelter, which was great. But this particular cat had never been out of the shelter. This was a kitty that was a lifer. This cat had had specialized eye surgery because he couldn't see very well. He was born with abnormality of the eyelids that had been corrected, but he didn't see real well. So I brought him into the hotel room and didn't think that much about it. Let him out of the carrier. I'm getting ready for bed and everything. The cat goes nuts. He saw himself in the mirror. He thought it was another cat. Scared him to death.
Oh.
First time I had seen such an extreme reaction. This kitty had to stay to spend the night in the bathroom. You know, with the door closed, he couldn't get up on to see in the mirror, but he was just traumatized.
Wow.
And so when you have a cat like this, and I've had clients actually that had cats that would fixate on the mirror, their own mirror image, not realize that it's an image, and actually, you know, almost try to attack, hurt themselves. If you have that kind of an extreme situation, you need to get rid of the mirror, take it down, spray it with cooking oil so you don't see it anymore. Take paper across it.
Wow.
Sometimes the cat doesn't bother him if it's, you know, it's a mirror in a different location, but that particular location possibly could be a problem. So that's just an idea. I know we're coming up on spring, where love is in the air, you know, and you have the stray kitties out there making smells, sounds, and all that. It's a prime time for our indoor cats, even if they've been fixed, to start acting out because of all of that stress on the outside of the house. It can relate on the inside. So if you're having problems with cats reacting to mirrors or to the reflection from, you know, from the microwave or the dishwasher or whatever shiny surfaces there are, that may be what's going on. And if you block it, get rid of it, take the feel away, spray around that area, that can help.
Wow. I never thought of that. But I mean, the whole concept that it's a reflection of us, I mean, human babies don't realize that at first. At some point in their life, it's some sign of some developmental stage where they understand, you know, that they are other than whatever. I mean, there's all these layers to it. But we don't know how animals really experience it any more than the fact that they bark or meow or react to images they see on television. I mean,
and
it's not a reflection of them, but it's not a real live thing with a scent, and it's clearly in a box.
You'll see some cats, though, that watch television, and especially the new high-definition TVs, they'll go around the back to see where the bird went.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And watching Animal Planet, and some cats, it's great fun for them. Now, the cats that have seen the real thing and have been outside and actually, you know, seen it up close and personal, they don't always react the same way as our exclusively indoor cats do. But that's a great way to get rid of some of the kitty boredom, too, is to have cat TV. You know, turn on to Animal Planet. There's dog TV now, I know, in some areas where the dogs can watch squirrels running around. I hate to think what my dog would do to the TV. I'm going to catch him. I mean, so you need to, you know, be careful of that. But, yeah, the high-definition images that we have now, cats and dogs, their eyes have the ability to see that. So you need to pay a little bit of attention, and it's – you know, my dog will react not so much to the image, but if a dog barks on TV, he looks around. He looks around. The cat, not so much. She doesn't really care. She goes to the back patio and looks out all the windows there, and the bunnies come up, and she communes with the skunk babies that come up. So
goodness. I hope she doesn't commune with them too close.
Exactly. Through the window is fine. Just don't scare them. Please.
Right. Well, I mean, and then the parting thought is that you have to watch your animal in these situations, whether it's looking at birds out the window or looking at birds on TV, because what seems to us like entertainment to some individual cats can simply be distressing, disturbing, agitating, and cause problems. So,
And the redirected cat aggression that we get often, you have a cat that is sitting in the windowsill and chattering his teeth, and he's watching squirrels or birds or whatever out there. The chattering is a frustration sound, and you know, back off. Don't touch him right away. Let him calm down.
Right.
If he can't grab them and you come up and you're within range and you pet him,
that's right,
he may grab you. So you just need to be aware of that. Absolutely true, Tracy.
And get yourself some drapes or Venetian blinds or whatever, shutters, if you need to, because for some cats, you're not doing them a favor, you're doing them a disfavor. So I guess the theme of the show as we wrap up is sort of that every animal really is an individual. There are some generalities we know, but we also know that nobody knows your cat or dog better than you, but you only know them well if you're paying close attention and really trying to put yourself, as Amy said early in the show, in their paws and sort of see the world from their perspective. And it's not the same looking out of every pair of dog eyes. Each one has their – or kitty eyes. They each have their own way of seeing the world, right?
Absolutely. And as we know, cats have 9 lives, so they may have 9 personalities too.
That's right. Well, it's been a wonderful hour. Love spending time with you, Amy. Hugs and kisses to your dog and cat, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.